Well, hi. Good afternoon. This is Walter speaking from the Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you? Oh, hi. Anyone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had you on speaker on my car, but it's on my phone now. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No worries. Thank you. I'll be quick. I'm conducting, which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you mind, will you have just a few minutes to help us out?
Yeah, sure. Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry? I represent... Well, I'm actually one of the agents of the survey center. You can call it like that. But yes.
Are you affiliated with like a political action campaign or committee, or are you?
Right. Yes. Not for a particular campaign, actually, for the last period before elections or anything other going on right now. It's really important to collect any opinions when it comes to a specific area, right, or any issue. Well, it might be of your concern. Now, ma'am, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yes, I will vote.
Definitely vote, okay. And in the 2020th presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden,
okay. And just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Is it white, black, African-American, Latino or Hispanic, Asian, American Indian, Native American, mixed race, other than no or refuse to say?
I would just say non-white.
I'm sorry?
I would just say non-white.
Oh, okay. And I know your age?
Mid-30s.
Okay. Now, in thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat progressive.
Somewhat conservative? Oh, you said progressive?
I said somewhat progressive.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Oh, do not know. Refuse to say.
I would say somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read, which is a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have been focused on. You say 10 if it's the most important, and 5 is so what important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, I'll start by improving K through 12 education. 0 to 10, or do not know, refuse to say.
About a 6.
A 6, okay. Mark, making college more affordable?
6 again.
A 6, okay. Now, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
About an 8.
An 8, okay. Now, protecting voting rights and democracy?
About a 10.
A 10. Perfect. Now, what about banning tobacco products for adults?
0.
A 0. Okay. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you strongly approve or disapprove, or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing?
Somewhat approve.
so would approve. Okay. Now, I'll let you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using which is a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm, or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Now, I will start with Joe Biden. 0 to 100, how do you feel?
60.
50? And Republicans and... I'm sorry?
No, so 60. 60.
Oh, 60. Okay. Republicans in Congress?
About a 10.
A 10? 0 to 100, how do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
60.
60. Okay, perfect. Now, I want to read you just a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. I will start with restricting fatty foods and sugary beverage. 0 to 10?
About a 5.
A 5. Authorizing prescription medication.
6.
A 6. Perfect. Now, I'll continue with educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10? Do not know. Refuse to say. A 0 to 10? So what important? Will that be a 5?
What was the question again?
Educating the public about food safety and diet and nutrition.
Oh, about a 7.
A 7. Okay, what about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
About a 6.
A 6. Okay, perfect. Now, it is really illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or do you strongly oppose? Or just somewhat support or oppose? I do not know.
I'm neutral. I don't support or oppose.
So somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
Is there like a neutral option?
Actually, the only option that is besides this is just do not know or refuse. But do not know. Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, which is virtually no nicotine, to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or do you strongly oppose, or just somewhat support or oppose? Or do not know, refuse to say.
What's the question again?
Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oppose.
So what, oppose? Strongly oppose?
Oppose, yeah.
Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm? Or do not know, refuse to say.
Do not know.
Do not know? Okay, no worries. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be, which is a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues
know.
More important.
Right. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus in its efforts on? Now, I'll start by the harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing which is harm from tobacco through cessation support abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition of an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to move tobacco products costs, prohibit, right? Or do not know, refuse to say.
Harm reduction approach.
A harm reduction in approach. Okay. Now, I would like to read you some of the things some people say could, you know, come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all concerned about this happening? And I will start with loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including, you know, unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate, you know, responsively in the legal regulated industry today. Do you feel very concerned, somewhat, not very, not at all concerned, or do not know, refuse to say?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, okay. Now, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. It's a very concern, somewhat concerned, not very, not at all. Don't know, refuse to say.
I would say concerned.
Very concerned? Okay.
Yeah, I would say concerned, yeah.
Very concerned, okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement. 0, of course, you do not agree with the statement at all. Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10. I will start with today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10, how do you strongly agree or do not agree at all, or don't know, refuse?
For
this
know.
Statement. I'm sorry? Don't know.
I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. Now, what do you think about vaping bans have not lead for fewer people vaping? They have instead lead to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. 0 to 10, do you strongly agree, do not agree? Don't know, refuse to say.
I don't know.
You don't know, okay. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policy like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking and are working, and we should continue this work rather than create, which is a new class of criminal. 0 to 10, do you strongly agree or do not agree at all, or you do not know?
Can you repeat, please?
Yes, absolutely. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2% and a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns of the danger of smoking are working. And we should continue to work rather than create, which is a new class of criminal. 0 to 10, do you strongly agree? Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects. of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10. What do you think on this one? Strongly agree or do not agree at all? Somewhat? Do not know.
Okay, six.
A six. Okay, perfect. Now, we're around 70% complete. We're almost done. But sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, right? So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose to this, or somewhat support or oppose, or do not know, refuse to say?
I do not know.
Not know, okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose, or do not know, refuse to say?
Oppose.
Oppose. Okay. Perfect. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit, harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm? Well, do not know. Refuse to say.
Somewhat of a benefit.
Somewhat more benefit? Okay. Now, and will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? And is that much more or less, or just somewhat more or less, or likely to vote for a candidate who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? What do you think on this one? Have no impact, do not know, refuse, much less willing, somewhat less willing, somewhat more willing, or much more willing?
I would say no impact.
No impact, okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I will start with liquor or spirits. Any buzz? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And coffee? Yes or no, or do not know, refuse to say? Yes. Tobacco? Yes or no? Refuse to say? Don't know?
No.
No. Wine?
Yes.
Yes. Soda pop? Pop soda? Yes or no?
No.
No. Beer?
No.
No. Cigars?
No.
No. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
No. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or a chew?
No.
No. E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
No. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No. Okay. And cigarettes?
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for aesthetical purposes only. We're 90% complete, so we're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you just some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. Okay? First, 11th grade. Then I have, which is high school graduate. Then I have some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera. Don't know, refuse to say.
So, graduate, master's degree.
Wow. It's a master's degree. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No? Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? I will start with wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, or don't know, refused.
I would say middle class.
Middle class? Okay, perfect. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you,
no.
Someone in your household, or both?
No.
No? Does not apply, okay. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay. This concludes, which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and thank you very much for answering all my questions. Your opinion is really important, and they're confidential too. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Be safe. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.